Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A change has to be made at the Fairhaven Township Hall while attending the May 2025 election audit. State officials informed the township they have to comply with the American with Disabilities Act and provide a handicap parking space. Also, the handicap parking space has to be paved. Well, currently, the township has a space that is designated and marked for ADA parking on the west side of the township hall, but that parking lot is gravel. Board member Ellen McGathy explained that the parking lot isn't entirely owned by the township. There is a portion of that is owned by the railroad. After learning that, discussing the issue, the board decided to get quotes on paving the parking lot on the east side of the building. That area is owned by the township, and paving it would fix the drainage issues and meet the necessary ADA requirements. In other township matters, approval was given to contract for snow removal for hiring a sexton. The board approved hiring Rivert Farms for $90 an hour for using a blade to remove snow and $37.50 an hour for snow shoveling where needed. Also, they hired Eric Thick as the sexton for Fairhaven Township Bayport Cemetery. And on Monday, January 19th, a car slid into ditch on M142 just east of Berry Road with slick conditions at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No updates on that, but we will update as we get those sent to us. And St. Clair County authorities arrested two individuals on drug-related charges during separate operations on January 14th, 2026. In the first incident, a Detroit man was stopped near I-94 connector and 32nd Street for driving without a license. A Border Patrol canine detected narcotics hidden in a child's car seat, leading to the discovery of approximately 40 grams of cocaine and heroin, along with cash. The 59-year-old suspect faces multiple felony charges and was held on $25,000 bond. Later that evening, drug task force agents executed a warrant at a residence on 27th Street in Port Huron Township. The homeowner, age 45, was arrested during a traffic stop. Investigators seized over 140 grams of methamphetamine, prescription medications, ketamine, drug equipment, a shotgun, and ammunition from the property. The suspect was arraigned 2 days later on multiple felony possession charges with bond set at $50,000. Both individuals are being held at the county detention center as their cases proceed through the court system. And in our national news, Ohio Turnpike announces $246 million improvement plan. The Ohio Turnpike and Infrastructure Commission unveiled the $246.8 million plan today for major modernization projects. The budget includes pavement replacements, bridge renovations, and the installation of new smart road sensors designed to improve traffic flow and safety. Construction is slated to begin in the spring, with officials promising that most of the work will be scheduled at night to minimize disruptions for commuters. The project is part of a broader regional effort to upgrade aging transit corridors. And in our international news, Bangladesh cricket team refuses to travel to India. The Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, informed the ICC today that it will not travel to India for the upcoming T20 World Cup, citing security concerns. The BCB has requested that its matches be moved to Sri Lanka, which is co-hosting the tournament. The ICC is currently reviewing the request, though Scotland is reportedly on standby to replace Bangladesh if a resolution cannot be reached. The situation has created significant logistical hurdles for the tournament organizers just weeks before the start date. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries, weather, school closings, and cancellations.